السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله، ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله. Welcome to Ramadan Resolve. First, I want to say forgive me for not putting out episodes. Ramadan is nearly coming to a close. But one of the reasons why I did not is because this took a lot of reflecting. If you're still in a space where you're trying to come to a solution, come to a closing, if you will, then this episode is for you and the following series for Ramadan Resolve on Young Black Muslima. So usually, typically, Ramadan is a time where Young Black Muslimas podcast does a lot of episodes per week. But Young Black Muslima is a podcast in which was discovered in a time of needing help and support. And so that inspired this series, Ramadan Resolve, because I realized in Ramadan, there is something that a convert experiences that feels a nearness, inshallah khair, and a separation. The reason why I say this is because the nearness is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the separation is from the ummah. When you don't have Muslim family, when you do not, subhanAllah, when you do not get to bring in Ramadan with those that you love, it's difficult. And so, alhamdulillah, I have a sister that is Muslim. She converted a year after me. Growing into who you are meant to be takes time. But you are never alone. You are always with Allah. And one of the things that made me realize the importance of being a revert and loving the Ramadan experience and month is that I get to be in a khalwa with Allah. I get to be in seclusion with Allah because I don't have much Muslim family. And in the rooms in which I am in khalwa around the world, or be it in the country that I'm from, something happens where all the things I thought was a problem simply becomes resolved, and I never worry about them again. It is like they are being removed from my life, and a contentment is being formed, alhamdulillah. The gratitude I have behind this is major, and the reason why resolving in Ramadan is important is because you want to start anew. You want to begin a new path, a new space, and elevate from there. When you're leaving Ramadan, you have to understand that that intention of the resolve comes with understanding who you are and where you want to be. And for me, I've always wanted to be in alignment with my soul. My soul wants more for me, you know, because Allah Azza wa Jal has made that so, alhamdulillah. So when I think about this connection to love and support, I also understand there is an instant understanding of who we are as a people. And there's no way that we can ever forget the consistencies that we have in our lives and the lacking of consistencies that we have in our lives. And so salah is something that is meant to increase us in expansion in faith and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Ramadan, it is increased by doing tarawih, trying to wake up for tahajjud inshallah, and really just being present in salah. And I feel like the beauty of this is that it resolves so many issues in our lives where we feel alone or we're tired of feeling alone. The truth is, we're not alone. We may put ourselves in that position, but we're not alone. So alhamdulillah, the gratitude I feel today in reflecting on this resolving Ramadan, it's just so ajeeb, like it's so beautiful, and I'm grateful. The Ramadan Resolve series is going to feature some personal stories, but also some solutions to any things that may be difficult for you. I pray that this was helpful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.